Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello to all you lovely, gorgeous people out there. Whether you are walking your dog, standing on a treadmill, driving your car, or whatever it might be, let us entertain you.
Hi, everybody. We're so excited to be coming back to you, and we're so sorry for such an epically long break.
I mean, it's been ridiculous.
A lot of life has been happening, and we can't wait to share some of our journey with you and give you some tips and tricks and inside scoop on where we're at and where we're going.
It really just goes to show how unexpected life can be. I honestly, guys, thought when I last said goodbye to Sophie that I would be seeing her next week. And I think we've worked out that it's 4, if not 5 months that have passed. And it is absolutely not because we haven't wanted to be here. It is simply because we both slightly had a moment of drowning in busyness, in extraordinariness, in all kinds of things that have happened. What's been going on with you, Soph?
Well, I have to say I have had probably one of the most productive years of my entire life. I am firing on all cylinders at the moment. I'm alive, I'm energetic, I'm hungry. I'm just in such a good space right now, and I'm excited for my future. And it's taken me a long time to feel that way. A lot of getting my mojo back, a lot of hard work, a lot of struggles, loads of ups and downs. But as I sit here today in your kitchen, I can safely say that I've actually managed to achieve quite a lot of my goals. I've still set so many more, and I can't wait to see what the future holds.
But I've got to say, Soph, you look amazing, and your energy level is slightly beyond the beyond. I would love to know, as I'm sure all you listeners out there would like to know, how have you managed to step that ladder of happiness, of productivity, of success? Because you were, let's be honest, you know, you were down, slightly scratching the surface of the ground at one point.
Yeah.
And, you know, there were a lot of real big challenges and struggles. And you were so concerned on so many levels. One was, can I pay my rent next month? Two was, how the hell do I manage being a mother and work? You know, how do I find that incredible balance? Three, how do I find the time to even look after myself? Four, not to mention, how do I find the time to be healthy with myself? Can you share with us, you know, what has taken you from A to Z with straight A's?
I think straight A's might be a little
She
kind.
Looks straight A's, guys. I tell you, she does look straight A's right now.
I think the thing is like, we all get really tired. And I had so many changes happening at the beginning of the year, moving house, downsizing, reining it in, trying to build my business up. And I was tired. I was really feeling like, gosh, what's happened? Why am I in this? Why am I back here? I feel like I'm back to when I was 26 years old and starting out in London with my first job. I mean, it really felt like the clock had turned all the way back and I was starting from scratch, and it was tiring. But gradually, actually, moving house has been the best thing I can possibly tell you. I'd still miss my lovely big house, but this house has made me work my socks off. I don't want to be in this house forever. It's absolutely fine. The children and I are super happy. We've made it home. It's cozy. But it's really driven and pushed me to do better in my life. And I have to say, I have been really going at it since I last saw you.
I think that is so amazing. Exactly what you said. It's okay what I've got right now, but I want better. You know what, guys? I think it's really important sometimes to just stand back for a minute, come back into your body, come back into your center, close your eyes for a moment. First of all, reconnect with yourself and then have a look around. Do you know what? Are you happy in your life? Are you happy in your home? Do you enjoy your work? Do you love your friends? Are you with the right man? Like, all these questions should all have pretty positive replies, I would think. And if they're not, you know, as Sophie just said, it's okay, but I want better.
I do. I want better. I want to provide a really happy, safe, secure environment for my kids to grow up in. And I want to feel proud of what I've achieved. And I do. I feel proud today, sitting here now, looking back from where I was in February when we did the first podcast, moving house. It was all so stressful. And I was in such a rut. I was tired. I was struggling. And it felt like everything was a challenge. But taking little baby steps every single day, setting yourself goals, setting yourself targets, and really going for it. You know, fear holds you back. And I was in a place of fear, I think, because so many things had changed. I felt like I had to let go of so much. And it made me in a fearful place. And once I'd accepted where I was in my life, and I accepted that this is what's going on, I then thought, okay, how am I going to make my life better? I took a part-time job. I started doing little project management jobs for people, as well as my interiors. I did lots of little things that started the clock moving, not the clock, the cogs moving again. And as I gathered momentum, as my salary started picking up, as my business started picking up, as my rent became less of a challenge, I felt confident again. And I think that's a really massive part, getting your confidence back, getting momentum going again, feeling like you're succeeding in the little targets and the goals you're setting for yourself. Setting realistic goals is really key. It could be anything from, I don't know, finding one new client that month, making sure that you seal the deal for an extra client on that month, doing an extra pitch for that month, whatever it is, but just
whatever
pushing
it might be
yourself.
Because you know what? There are people out there who can't even get out of bed. And you know what? For you guys out there who can't get out of bed, who feel so miserable and down and non-energetic, and it is, you know,
it's
very much based
fear.
On fear. You know what? It is an achievement to take that step out of your bed. Give yourself time, but you know, the next step is to actually have a shower and to wash your hair. I mean, I remember the time when I had my children, and you know, the first few weeks and months can be extremely overwhelming, and the tiredness you experience is kind of beyond anything you could ever imagine. It feels to me, I remember it clearly, it was a little bit like having an out-of-body experience. But you know what? Taking those steps and wanting to be stronger every single day starts with getting out of bed.
Absolutely.
Then starts with having a shower in the morning. Then starts with you trying to remind yourself how lucky you are
to be alive. And that's a massive
lucky
part
you are
of it.
To be healthy.
I'm truly thankful for having what I have now.
It's finding the gratitude.
I feel like divorce for me was a bit of a blessing. I got a bit comfortable. I got a bit, you know, a little bit lost in the world that I was in, a little bit in a safety bubble. And now I feel like I'm really performing in every way, shape or form that I could be doing. And I feel so alive and so excited when I wake up
in
the morning.
It's so exciting. So tell us what you're doing. Tell us what's keeping you so busy.
So what I started doing back in February was each day I would send out 3 emails to people that I was cold pitching to, that I'd heard were doing developments in their homes or in their, you know, little revamps, and I would send them an email. I didn't know them, but I confidently reached out and said, this is what I can do for you. This is what I can deliver. And I started pitching, really pitching, but not just a nice little gentle email. It was a sales pitch, and I haven't really done that before. And gradually, I got the impression that people were liking what they were seeing, so I did more. And I would send out an extra 3 emails that week, and then an extra 6 emails, and then an extra 10 emails. And then I started getting responses, and I started getting meetings, and more meetings, and more meetings, to the point where I had so many meetings, I couldn't fit them all in a day. But the drive that gives you, the confidence, the push that you need to actually get out there and do it. It's very hard setting up your own business. And I definitely took a big lull in mine when I had my kids. And that's okay. I wanted to be a stay-at-home mum. I wanted my business to kind of be more of a hobby and be a bit of extra pocket money for me. But when it actually came to the point where I had to turn it into a really profitable business that was going to pay for me and the boys to survive in London, my whole dynamic changed. My whole attitude changed. My whole idea and thought process changed. And I really sat down and I thought, what is it I need to make per month? How many jobs do I need to do to make that happen? Then when the job started coming in and it was happening, I thought, okay, now I'm covering my bills and my rent. Now what extra do I need to take a holiday? So I started putting that on my target list. Then on top of the holiday, I thought, you know what? I'd love to buy a new pair of shoes. This is something that I didn't really do after I got divorced because I was so worried about my finances. So then I started writing down little goals, wish lists, making lists of a coat I'd seen, a bag I'd seen. And slowly but surely, I was being able to meet those targets. And, you know, I know it's superficial to have a handbag on your wish list, but it's a goal. And when you reach it and you reward yourself and you think, my God, I'm doing this. I'm out there in the world. I'm surviving. I'm a single mum. I'm happy. I'm confident. I'm making my money. And I feel bloody fantastic about it.
You know what, guys? I have got to say, I think that has got to be the tip of the week. You know what? We all have a piece of paper, probably. Otherwise, use the scrap of a newspaper or something like that. We all have a pen. I suggest that every single week you write down a goal of the week. And it doesn't really matter whether it's washing your hair or whether it is desiring to go out for a dinner or whether it is dreaming of a holiday. Have a goal for every single week and put a lot
yourself.
Of energy into making it happen.
Keep pushing yourself forward. Keep, you know, as soon as the successes start happening, then you build momentum, then you get your confidence, and then you think, yeah, I can do this. I'm nailing it. I can win. I'm a winner. I can do it. I can take on the world, and I'm going to win. And once you get into that mindset, people start saying yes.
I mean,
people see your energy and think,
yeah, but your energy is incredible.
I want you to be part of my world, just to be part of my world.
Oh my gosh.
And so my clients completely changed. I started getting completely different clients who were so wonderfully, all-encompassingly energetic and positive and creative. And I started collaborating with my clients instead of delivering just a complete package to them. And we started working together. And the more I started working with my clients, the more my clients grew and word of mouth. And then suddenly I was in a position where I couldn't do all the work on my own. So I had to get an assistant.
Oh my gosh, Sophie, I love it.
And it's very, very empowering. It is hard to kick
and
yourself
extremely
up
inspiring, guys. I've got to say, you know what? When I saw Sophie here in February and the beautiful, strong, confident woman that I'm sitting opposite right now, I can't even tell you the difference. And it's quite remarkable to see how women and men alike, you know, when we're broken and we feel very fragile and we feel very sensitive and we feel scared and we feel lonely and we
you
feel
can't
afraid
be successful in that
and you're nervous if you're ever going to fly again because you feel that your wings have been so broken. And I really do identify with that because, guys, one of the reasons why we have been gone for such a long time, for Sophie's point of view, is the fact that she has been super busy building an extremely successful career around her life, which is just incredible. I, on the other hand, have been slightly in a ball of, I would say it's, I've been in a ball of joy and grief at the same time, which is quite an extraordinary whirlwind to be in. It feels a little bit like a massive tropical storm, to be honest with you, because the warmth
of
the love is so incredible. And it feels so great both inside and outside of one's body. And at the same time, I spent the majority of my summer in Denmark by my beloved grandmother's side, who very, very sadly at the end of August let go, which has been, you know, to be honest with you, when someone has had 93 years of life and a good life and a happy life and a healthy life and there hasn't been suffering, it is easier to let them go somehow. But on the other side is the fact that my grandmother for my whole entire life has been my mother and my father and like my sister and like a brother and like a partner in life. She's basically been my everything and my greatest confidant. And letting go of her was really like letting go of such a huge part of myself. There are so many conversations that I've never had with anybody else but her. You know, she was the one that I went to for the most important things in life. And she was also the one that I went to for the most beautiful, pure, unconditional love. And to let go of that has been extremely difficult and painful. But you know what I had? I had a pretty magical experience yesterday when I went and had an hour of acupuncture. Acupuncture is something I absolutely love and adore. And for a lot of you guys out there...
Is that what the change is in you? Because I have to say, we did a failed attempt at a podcast because we were both so excited to see each other and so desperate to catch up. But also you were slightly
Honey, I
low.
Was broken.
Yeah, you were slightly
low.
You seem
and I can't talk too much about that because then I'll just start crying.
Yeah.
I have been very broken. Mm. But going to have this acupuncture yesterday, and what's incredible about acupuncture is the fact that it's able to release. It can release stress. It can release pain. It can release sorrow. It can release emotional blockages, which for me is the biggest thing, because when I experience extraordinary pain, I quite quickly go into trauma and I'm not able to shift this by myself. And this is why I've used acupuncture on a weekly or every second week for the last 15, 16 years. I've had months where I haven't needed it at all, where I've just been super strong and there's been absolutely no reason for it. But, you know, I do go through periods where I absolutely need it. And yesterday was a day that I really needed it. And last Tuesday,
so
the same.
So it kind of rebooted you.
It really rebooted me. But what was incredible was in this very special, wonderful room where I had my treatment, my grandmother came in.
Oh my gosh.
And it was just such an amazing feeling. And you know, guys, it's hard for some of us to believe that life does go on and your spirit continues. And I know a lot of people might not believe that. And you know, I feel that everyone, of course, is free to have whatever belief system they have. But for me, it's been really incredible and extraordinarily heart nourishing to feel my grandmother's energy. And through acupuncture, I've also been able to feel my father's energy and my mother's energy. And I know that I'm not alone at the end of the day. They may not be here in physical body, but they are there and they are there looking out for me. They're looking out for my children. It feels as if they're part of this whole angelic force.
And I just going back to your current sort of situation, I think, you know, Caroline and I sat down this morning and said we've been in quite different positions over the summer. Caroline's had to go through a lot of loss and sadness and surrounding herself with her family and living in her protective little bubble with her children and her closest family and friends in Denmark. And you've spent a lot of the summer away, and I totally appreciate and understand that. And it is okay to give yourself that time. It is okay to give yourself a break. It is okay to surround yourself with very close friends and family when you're going through something, so that you give yourself the time to heal and process and digest and get to a better place, which you appear to be in now. But you know, it's so difficult. I can't even begin to imagine. You know, I'm fortunate enough to still have my family, and I can't imagine being on my own. It's a very frightening
prospect. Can I tell you
prospect.
Simply how bizarre it is to have no family left?
I can't
you
imagine.
Know, on a very regular basis, there's a question I want to ask, and I think, oh my gosh, who can answer that question? Mm. I don't know anyone who can tell me the answer to this question. And this is another reason why, guys, I really urge you all to just sit back for a moment and just think about who you have in your life in terms of family. And I wish for all of you that you have close, loving, beautiful relationships with your family, because there is something very, very special with family. And
well,
as I've always
say,
been told, blood is thicker than
water. I was just about to say that.
And it is thicker than water. And I do understand that family relationships can be extremely complicated and difficult. And I remember going through a tricky time with my father for a number of years, and a very, very darling friend of mine sent me a card saying, "Friends are God's apology for relatives." So in whatever shape or form your family might be, if it's your biological family, or if it's a life adopted family, or friends adopted to be family,
yes.
Nourish them,
yeah.
Nurture them, nurture and nourish this time. This time is probably the most heart healing thing in the world, which is one of the reasons why, you know, I'm heading to Denmark tomorrow, because I have two of my oldest friends that have been my friends through my entire life, and a couple of friends that have been my dear, dear friends since I was a teenager. And I just feel like I need to go home and I need to spend some time with my oldest friends who have known me for my entire life. And I need to go and laugh with them, and I need to go and cry with them.
Yeah.
And we're
going to
eat good food.
And you're going to go for another reboot. And that's okay.
And that's what I need
really
right now.
Important. I can see that.
Really need
a
reboot.
I think it's important to allow yourself to do these things. Listen, I'm in a different position to you. I haven't gone through loss. I went through a change in my life. I went through an awakening in my situation, and I went through, a really big kick up the butt for myself to say, stop sitting down and, you know, worrying about your life. Get out there and get on with it, because you can spend so much time overthinking everything and you know, panicking. And I think I spent too much of my time doing
that. It's very, very easy to drown in your misery.
It is. And I'd say, you know, don't wait for things to happen. Go out there and get them. Because the only person in charge of your life is you.
Yeah.
And, going back to the family, my parents have been absolutely incredibly supportive. And I'm so thankful. I wake up every morning at the moment so incredibly thankful for what I have in my life. Two beautiful, adorable little people that I would do anything for in the whole world. Fabulous, real, you know, my own parents, my ex-husband's parents, my ex-husband's whole family. I'm so blessed to have such a wonderful relationship with everybody. There is no negativity around me at all. I've been through such a cleanse. I've got rid of the people in my life that were slightly pulling me back or surrounding me with negativity, and I've stepped into a place of pure positivity, support, joy, mutual, you know, happiness, and it makes you more successful. And I think if you don't feel like you're in that place in your life, just as you say, step out of it for a minute.
Mm.
Look around.
Mm.
Look who's surrounding you. Look who's supporting you. There's a lot of very negative, very toxic things that happen in the world that we have to shut out to step forward in the right way.
Mm.
You have to keep yourself on the right path. If that means letting go of projects that might be too encompassing, I've certainly been there with clients who haven't really been sure about what they want to do, and then you spend so much time trying to persuade them, and then they decide they don't want to do it, and then you find out they've taken your ideas and they've done it on their own. And there's a lot of things that happen. There's a lot of challenges. But what I've learned is step out of that. If you feel like something isn't going to work, if you feel like a friendship is too much work, if you feel like you're flogging a dead horse, this is the same with the kids. If I sit down with Harry on a Saturday morning and we're doing a history paper together and he is literally looking like the world's about to end and he's so miserable, I say, right, we're not doing it. We're going to go outside. We're going to go on the trampoline. We're going to run around. We're going to get some fresh air, or we're going to go and play Lego for 10 minutes, whatever it is. We're going to reboot. We're going to come back and we're going to look at it again with fresh eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's really important in life.
That's
keep
such a good word of advice, though.
At things in a fresh light. If it's not working, step out and then step back into it.
Yeah.
And cut the things that aren't
take
working.
A break. You
take
know,
a
as
break.
You just said, if it isn't working, doing homework with the kids, if they're having a complete meltdown, take a break.
Take a break.
5 minutes, 10 minutes,
give yourself
whatever it
a break.
Is, run around, put on a song, do a funky dance in front of the mirror, make them laugh. Give them a new injection of energy.
Absolutely.
And then give it another shot.
Or make something together. You know, my kids and I are obsessed with making things together. And actually, somebody asked me the other day, why isn't Harry so much on your Instagram these days? And I said, because Harry has got to an age now where he's so much more aware. He you know, he's so much cooler. You know, he's, when I take him to his new school, which thankfully he settled into so happily, which is another big hurdle.
So glad to hear that.
He now makes me leave him at the gate rather than walking him to his classroom because he wants to be independent.
Are you serious?
And he wants to be cool.
Like, how old is Mr. Harry so right now?
Say, the other day I picked him up because obviously I work and it is tough for us working mums sometimes. And Harry does after school prep a couple of days a week so I can have longer meetings. Anyway, I picked him up from after school prep on Tuesday last week, and he said, "Oh, Mummy, I'm having such a great time. Can I stay?" I was like, "Well, at least we know you're happy. I try not to take offense if you don't want to come home." But I
oh
mean,
my
it's,
gosh!
But it's such
but
a
that's positive.
Thing. It's
that is
positive.
So great.
And, it, and that also drives me to my happiness point.
Yeah, of course it does.
Because I'm filled with
happy children, happy mummies.
Happy children, happy mummies. You know, and I think that's also something. If you can see your child's not happy at the school or not doing well or not blossoming, have a chat. Have a chat with the teachers. Maybe
yeah.
make a change. Maybe, you know, do something differently. Change it up. Keep changing things up until you're in a really good place and things are starting to happen. And that's really what I've been doing. Through a lot of courage and reaching out and making myself push myself into areas that I might not have felt entirely comfortable doing before. I'm not very good at cold pitching to people. Mm. But really pushing yourself and taking that courageous leap and making yourself perform in ways that you haven't performed before is really, really rewarding.
Yeah, of course it is. But it also feels to me like you basically said to yourself, I'm not a victim. I'm not a victim. I'm not a victim. I'm not a victim. And
well,
I think when you are then able to snap out of the hole that you've slightly buried for yourself, because I do think that, you know, sadness, depression is allowing ourselves to fall into the dark zone.
Or complacency, accepting what you have in that moment
yeah.
and panicking about it because
yeah.
it's never going to get any better. You know, life isn't awful in those moments. It might be for some people, and for those people, I'm truly sorry. But if for me, it wasn't, my life wasn't over. It was just I was in a rut of complacency and thinking, well, okay, I'm 42 years old. I've got two little boys. I'm a single mum. I'm renting my house. I no longer own a home. Great. Now what?
Yeah.
Rather than going, I'm a single mom. I've got two gorgeous little boys. I'm going to go out there. I'm going to bloody well make enough money to have a fantastic life and enjoy myself.
There
and
you go, ladies and gentlemen
mindset.
Out there. How cool is this
well,
energy?
I think you've just got
Sophie.
To set yourself a purpose, and you've got to set yourself a mission in life, and you've got to make yourself stick to it. And
you've got to make the big decision.
A break. Surround yourself with people who are in the same mindset as you. So people who want to succeed, people who are going to help push you forward to be the best version of yourself. People that are going to really
version 2.0.
Yeah, but it's you know, it's such an incredible movement in yourself and such a fantastic journey to go on with yourself. And now, you know, I can slightly pat myself on the back and think, okay, well, you're not in the rut anymore. I could be making a lot more money. I'm still pushing myself. I'm not a millionaire yet, but I am determined to keep going on this path and to keep this momentum going. And the more I push myself, surround myself with great people, keep driving myself forward, the better things go.
Yeah.
And it's a good place to be, even if you're not making a huge amount of money. It's a great mindset to be in, and to wake up every morning and feel I've done something really good. It's a really great way to wake up. And, you know, about the acupuncture and the reboot, for me, my reboot is exercise. As soon as the kids are at school, I have my hour, which is now not just about taking an hour out. It's now about, I really cane myself now. I push myself to places I didn't know I'd been.
Can we please make a Paolo's
appointment, yes.
Appointment, please. We've been
but
talking
I mean,
about it now since
it's
February.
It's not just Paolo's. It's Impulsive as well. But I now see results, and I want to really. I think, okay, I can actually see abs. I've never had abs.
That's amazing.
I have never had an ab in my entire life.
What's
and
an
now,
ab? Can you show me? What's an ab? Is that
it's,
a six
it's
pack?
Like, you know, it's, I haven't got a six pack, but it's like, you know, it's like a row of muscles.
That's being ripped. Are you ripped?
It's, I'm getting there. I can see muscles in my body for the first time. But it's about setting yourself goals, and now exercise for me isn't just about releasing. It's about finding ways to really build up my strength, my core strength, my power. It's making me feel more powerful and more driven and
stronger,
more energetic, and giving me that courage
to,
you know, when I finish my workout, nip home, get changed, go into a pitch and think, I'm going to win this business.
This is incredible. So how many times a week are you working out?
Every day.
Every single day.
Five days a week.
And how many days of the week do you do Paolo's?
5 days.
You do Paolo's 5 days a week?
I do it every morning.
Where do you do it?
In Fulham. So I'm very, very lucky. Paolo's become my family.
Where are they?
Just by the mini roundabout at the, just before Putney Bridge.
Okay.
It's there, and Paola's become such a good friend of mine, and there's a real community spirit. All the ladies.
Could we please bring Paola onto the podcast?
Yeah.
I would love to have a little chat with her about...
Her business has gone from strength to strength. She started off quite a long time ago, training one-on-one, then she opened a studio. Now she's got 4 studios. She's about to open her 5th. So she is doing incredibly well. She's a wonderful woman. She's so strong. She's the best Paolo's body bar teacher you're ever going to have, because she is Paola.
Is all you need a bar?
All you need is a bar, a ball, a Pilates ring, a band, a mat, and some weights.
Could we ask her to come here before a podcast, and then we do a session here with her, and then we put up?
I want you to be immersed in the Paola's body bar family atmosphere.
Because
working in a class with other women, you take their energy, it's just a really gorgeous atmosphere, and we're all, you know, women with our own businesses. Some are working, but we're all mums, and we all empower each other. It's a really lovely community feel. And you know, even if you don't feel like it some mornings, you know, last night I was out for dinner, I didn't get home till 1 o'clock. Got into my bed and thought, oh my gosh.
Did you have dinner last night?
How am I going to? I don't run up to that. And I thought, how am I going to do Paola's? But after the class, I felt I'd rebooted my entire system.
How amazing. Okay, Sophie, I'm going. I don't quite know how to get there, because on Saturday, I went down to Tudor Hall, where my daughter goes to school, and went to their lovely Christmas fair. We are driving back. The weather is appalling. Driving down, it was like a tropical rainstorm.
Oh, yes, it was awful.
Yet it was grey and cold and miserable, the rainstorm. As we're driving back, it is slowly getting dark, and I have Josephine and Nicholas in the car and our lovely Amy, and we are in a massive collision
on
the M40.
That is absolutely terrifying.
The other cars are able to drive off. I'm not able to drive off because the liquid from my radiator, the whole thing has come out. Motorway warden manages to get us off to the side, and then, as happens in England, they've done their job. He did say to me that, madam, I wouldn't recommend that you get back into the car, because if you turn on the engine, the airbag might come out, in which case you'll probably pass out and I would be accused of manslaughter. And I look at him and I say to him, are you serious that you're actually going to leave me and my kids? It's getting dark in the pouring rain on the other side of the barrier on the motorway waiting for recovery. And he goes, yes. And I'm like,
thanks.
Leaping lizards. That really is quite remarkable.
Leaping lizards.
My children and I...
That's absolutely terrifying.
I can't even begin to imagine. 2 hours and 40 minutes on
horrendous.
The M40 waiting for...
Not in the car.
No, we weren't allowed to get into the car. Because it's very dangerous. Because
someone
could hit it. So they told us to wait... Next to the car, we were fortunately relatively close to a bridge, so we could stand under the bridge, but we still got quite a lot of the rain. But it was freezing. We obviously weren't wearing clothes for that temperature nor that weather. And we waited for 2 hours and 40 minutes.
No.
I cannot even begin to tell you how happy we were.
Well,
when
do you know what?
The recovery truck.
God, you're sitting here today.
Finally arrived.
And the kids and you are not injured.
Do you know what?
And you've been protected.
Thanking our guardian angels. Because you know what? I do think that it was... a real life warning in so many ways. I don't see very well. I wear very strong spectacles or contact lenses. And in this appalling weather, when it gets dark, you know, my sight is definitely compromised. And although we wear four...
Don't drive in the rain.
I'm not going to drive
Wait
in the rain anymore.
Wait till it stops raining.
Absolutely.
Do you know,
I
made this conscious decision quite a long time ago that I wasn't going to drive out of London late at night with the boys in the car.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the nights are drawing in now. And so it gets dark at 4:30. Yeah.
And you know when there's that blind time.
I hate being in the car on the motorway in the pitch black with the boys in the back. Yeah. I'm having a mini panic attack
I get it.
The entire way.
And the thing is the motorway is not lit up.
And then you're exhausted. By the time you arrive, you are so drained that there's no point in actually putting yourself through that.
No,
so
absolutely.
Now we go to the country on a Saturday morning.
Yeah.
We do the homework and get in the car.
Yeah. But you know what I've decided also? That you know, it's actually also the whole point of my story is the fact that sometimes we've just got to accept the fact that we can't do everything.
Mm.
And I now know that I cannot drive after a certain time because I cannot see in that light. And especially on the M40 that isn't lit up after a certain point in time. And it gets to that time where it's like being snow blind.
Oh,
I can also get
terrifying.
Darkness blind. And going forward, if I need to travel anywhere at night, it'll be by train.
Yeah, exactly.
It's got to be by train because I just can't drive.
Or just wait till the next morning. That would be my top tip. But so anyway, I think we've both been through quite a lot of rebooting, change.
Yeah.
And you're now in a place where you want to sit back in your driving seat and go
out
there.
I do.
You know, you've had so many things in the pipelines and brewing and you've had to let some of it go on hold while you've dealt with your life.
Yeah.
And now you want to go back out there and do it.
I now feel that I really have the energy to go back in. And I feel, you know, not only that, I'm getting excited again. You know, I'm getting so excited. And this excitement has also meant that I've been able to reconnect with old dreams that I kind of put in the drawer for many, many, many years.
Mm.
Amongst them, you know, I had such a desire to do a food line.
Mm.
And I am now in really exciting talks about doing this new food line. Together with the food line, I will do a book that will then help people on how to use this line of products that I'm creating, which is super, super exciting.
Well, hopefully once that's further down the line, you can tell us
all
about it.
Absolutely. I will care to share everything when we're
great.
A little further along.
I'm excited.
Absolutely.
So this is your goal that you've set at the
this
beginning
is a goal.
Of the year.
It is. I want
to hold it.
By quarter three of 2019, I want to have my range of food on the shelves in supermarkets, at least in Denmark, but hopefully also here, and maybe even elsewhere. And then another thing is that I decided to take a break after my father passed away. I decided to actually take a break. I took a break from everything, from my TV work, from writing books, from a lot of things except my collection of homeware and affordable luxury, which I'm still doing. And actually, I'm flying to Denmark tomorrow to launch the new Christmas collection.
How exciting. And I can see these gorgeous nutcrackers here.
Aren't they sweet?
I'm sitting in Caroline's kitchen surrounded by four little gold nutcracker men and some beautifully hand-painted little cones and some other wonderful decorations. It looks beautiful. So what's happening?
Yeah, so I'm going to Denmark tomorrow and I'm having dinner with my agent tomorrow evening.
Great.
Which is lovely. And then on Friday, we've got a big press launch.
Fantastic.
With 15 different press where I will do little interviews with all of them. But we basically
Brilliant.
Will show how to use the range. And that is everything from bed linens and towels to cutlery and plates and glasses. And then it's this very cute collection of Christmas decorations.
I'm going to have to buy some nutcrackers from you. My boys
That would be a pleasure
them.
To give you a
they
couple of nutcrackers, my love.
So handsome. Beautifully painted.
Thank you,
my
love.
They go down a storm.
So, you know, what's been lovely is having that on the side.
Yes.
You know, I've been able to work on that on the side. But, you know, I felt that, you know, to overcome a passing of someone very close to you does take time. And, you know, with it is also complications, especially, you know, if you're an old family and you've got a lot of old responsibility that you kind of need to get on top of.
Mm-hmm.
So I've said no to doing any TV work or books, et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, in the last couple of months also, been very much working on an idea of something that I would really love to do and the kind of content that I hope can, again, bring people happiness and quality entertainment in a way that makes them feel that they can also positively impact and change their lives. And so I've had, in the last few days, some really exciting chats about that. So I feel excited because I feel, again, it's all about, you know what, once you start putting your energy into something, that's when it stops happening. We cannot just sit and wait for the phone to ring or the email to arrive in your inbox.
Yeah.
You've got to go and get it.
You've
got to go and get it with good energy.
Yes.
And as you were saying earlier, you know, the thing is I very much believe in the laws of attraction. And if you really put it out there with energy, with love, with passion, with desire, it will turn up.
And I think, and also a really important point here is, you know, there's a lot of things that come into your world that sound really exciting and you get all hyped up about them. And you know that they're quite a huge goal to reach. And I think it's really important to focus on the smaller goals as well so that you can actually achieve them. You know, I've been asked to present a TV show, but I'm not putting my eggs in that basket because I don't know if that's ever going to happen. What is going to happen is my interiors. What is going to happen is working with my lovely beauty brand. What is going to happen is on my doorstep that I can do really, really well. And I know I can give it 100% and I know it's happening. What might happen in the future? That's an end goal. But I'm not going to put my energy into it until it's actually on my doorstep. Do you know, so it's about
putting your
energy into the things that you know are going to happen, that you're sure
of. The sure things.
The sure things, and doing them really well. And then keep your dreams real.
I love that.
But don't put all your energy into them.
I love that.
Because you don't know if they're going to happen.
Yeah. But you know, that is actually, and the whole purpose of our podcast, that is all about keeping it real. You know, it's very, very difficult for us all to wander into La La Land.
Yeah.
For all of us to go into dreamland and fantasy land. I mean, I've been there for quite a while.
And sit back and wait for that fantasy to happen.
The thing is that fantasy is fantasy.
Yeah.
And reality is reality.
Exactly.
And sometimes it's incredibly difficult to see the difference between fantasy and reality because you sometimes are in a fantasy that you want to be your reality or you want your reality to be a little bit of a fantasy.
So I would say,
and it's time for everyone to wake up and smell the coffee
and break it down, you know, really break it down. Are you able to reach those goals that you're setting for yourself, or are they so far out in the, you know, universe that you're not going to be able to put your hands on them? Only really set your goals for things that you can actually put your hands on and do and see results on.
Yeah.
And then the further goals can be your aspirations, your hopes, your desires, your dreams, and things that might happen one day, but they're not going to pay your bills. What's going to pay your bills is what you're doing.
The security,
in the moment.
The secure ones, the safe ones.
The safe
ones. I think you're so right, Sophie, in the fact that it's important to take one's time and really identify what is safe and sure and secure and what is, you know, desires and fantasies.
And do whatever you're doing with all your energy, all your passion,
all your love,
all your focus, and do it so well that nobody is ever going to go anywhere else but you for that job.
And if it is the right thing, you'll be able to channel all the energy into that. If it's not the right thing, you won't.
Put everything into it. You know, just don't forget that you're your own master. And whatever you do well, you're going to build your reputation, you're going to build up your client base, you're going to build up your whatever it is you're doing, whether it's a, you know, a brand alliance or a new client or whatever it is, do it with your heart and your soul and get the end result 100%. And people are going to see that and want to do more with you.
Oh, I love it. And on that note, guys, Sophie and I, we've decided that every week we would love to share with you our favorite book of the week, our song of the week, our drink of the week, our dish of the week, and our tip of the week.
Yes.
I think the great tip for this week, and Sophie definitely had to walk away with that one, was the fact that it's important to set yourself a goal. Whatever it might be, every single week, start Monday morning or Sunday evening with having a new goal, something that you really want to achieve during that week.
Yeah.
And reward yourself when you achieve it.
I totally agree with you. Give yourself a break, push yourself, but also allow yourself a break. If you're pushing yourself hard all day, make sure you get a good night's sleep, a hot bath, good food, good company. Give yourself a nice hug at the end of every day and reward yourself for doing
well.
Yeah,
I love that too. My tip of the week is get back into your body, get back into your heart. Really connect with yourself and get into your center and listen to what's going on. And whatever it might be, whatever you might need in terms of support or encouragement or sleep for that matter, you know, if you're tired, sleep, if you're feeling sad, reach out to your friends. But, you know, tune in and make sure that you're back in balance. Do something to get into balance.
Or acupuncture or exercise.
Exactly.
Or going for a lovely walk, being outside in the fresh air, taking your dog for a walk. You know, I sometimes just take Coco out if I'm needing a break.
Yeah.
And just enjoy her company and nature and breathing. And actually escaping at the weekends has been my, you know, little treat to myself. I've been taking my kids out or going out as Alex has them on my own to just get out of London and breathe the fresh air.
Yeah.
But we also mentioned a book of the week.
A book of the week. What's your book of the week?
You're going to laugh. But I have been reading a book called You Are a Badass. Because.
Oh my God. You are a
badass. You're a badass. Because I have been doing so much wasting of my energy on things that I shouldn't have been wasting it on. Projects that haven't happened. Doing things but not charging for them. Just drifting through. And I'm now not doing that. And I've been reading this book and I've been getting a lot of strength from it. So You Are a Badass. How to Stop Doubting Your Greatness and Start Living an Awesome Life. And this is a flipping good book. I can't recommend it enough. It's by Jen Sincero. And go out and buy it if you're needing a bit of a push or a bit of a kick up the butt. It's brilliant.
And my book of the week has got to be Gisele Bündchen's new book, Lessons. And it's basically her path to a more meaningful life. And I've got to say, it's really, really interesting because, you know, if you have a public persona, which I definitely do as well, very much so in Scandinavia, it's so interesting how the world sees you in one way, and it could be very, very, very different from who you see yourself as being in your own private life. And I'm really enjoying reading her book, and exactly because I identify with a lot of it. And I love the fact that she's, first of all, a complete environmentalist, which I think is incredible. She's a very organic naturist, which I also think is incredible. She's a very inspiring mother because she and her husband really do prioritize and take time to be a family. You know, when the kids come back from school, when Tom comes back from his football, they are together as a family. They have complete electronic detox. They talk.
Fantastic.
They eat. They laugh. They nourish each other. You know, it's really superb to read her book, and I feel that the lessons that she's learned are absolutely incredible. You know, she came from being one of six daughters, growing up in a very small home in Brazil. And guys, I recommend you to read this book.
I'm going to buy it. Well, I'm going to borrow it from you when you finished it.
Absolutely.
So now moving on to song of the week, I would say my favorite song at the moment, because I don't know why I'm in this place, but I am in this place, is a song called These Days, which is not a new one on the hit list, but it's a really lovely one, and it's about letting things go and then looking back and laughing about them and enjoying letting them go and being a good place and moving on from difficult times into good times and looking back and celebrating that journey of coming out of it. So These Days. And it's, I don't even know who sings it.
Oh, I love it. Oh, I love it.
I love it. It's a very uplifting song.
Oh, I love it. Well, my song of the week is Sanctuary from the Nashville cast. And it's simply because, you know, if you've been in this bubble of extraordinary sorrow and joy at the same time, and you slightly don't know if your feet are on the floor or if they're on the ceiling, and you slightly feel as if everything is a little bit turned upside down, I just felt that, you know what I needed more than anything was to kind of get into my sanctuary.
Just
absolutely beautiful. And I would go to bed at the same time as my children.
Yeah.
And just lie there with them and talk to them and make our own little sanctuary. Because you know what? At the end of the day, God, we're lucky to have children, Sophie.
I know.
And I feel that these little beings are probably the greatest healing energy that one can have. The 100%. Love that I feel for them is also the love that I feel will heal my heart from, you know, broken dreams,
yeah.
To be honest with you.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. And they keep pushing us to do better things and be better people.
Yeah.
And, you know, show them how to live in a really happy, positive, successful way so that you can instill in them courage and strength and positivity, which is a massive lesson to give.
Massive.
Them, apart from kindness, which is my biggest one.
Which is incredible too. What is your drink of the week, Soph?
Oh, it has to be my coffee frappuccino. I just treat myself
Starbucks?
To that. No, I make it myself. With oat milk, cashew butter, one date, half a cup of coffee, ice, and two giant scoops of my Great Lakes collagen powder. And I treat myself to that a few times a week. It's the most delicious
coffee. Oh my gosh,
taste
I
explosion.
Cannot wait to
I'll
taste that. Can we make that during our next potty, please?
Yes.
Well, my drink of the week, and I feel that this is really something that's keeping me strong because I haven't been sleeping very well recently, is one whole celery that I squeeze with half a cucumber, a small bit of ginger, and a big handful of fresh spinach squeezed with half a lemon.
Ooh, delicious.
I start this juice 20 minutes
that
before I have breakfast
awesome.
Every morning. And I just feel that it's my health in a cup right now.
Wow.
My strength in a cup right now.
Delish. And our dish of the week, I think I've got really back into making pies.
Oh, I love it. What kind of pie, honey?
My boy's favourite, which obviously is my favourite because whatever they like, I like. Not always, but most of the time, is chicken and mushroom pie.
Oh,
and I cheat. I make the most delicious, you know, filling, which is very easy. But then I cheat and I buy the ready-made rolled puff pastry. And I just squeeze it on the top. It takes 10 minutes. And the boys
perfect.
Love it.
Oh, how yummy,
with
yummy,
some,
yummy,
with some
yummy.
Petit pois. Mini peas,
oh,
and
nice.
We're done.
Oh,
job
gosh,
done.
How delicious. My dish
hug
of the
it,
week
hug in a bowl.
Has got to be, I made a bolognese, testing one of the new sauces from my new food line. And I used it on the first day for a lasagna. And what was left, I used last night. And I stuffed it in these incredible baked potatoes.
Ooh.
That I lined with melted cheese.
Please,
then I put this
right
ragu
now.
On top.
I'm literally drooling.
And I had a big salad on the side with spinach, cucumber, tomato, avocado, and grilled artichokes.
Oh my gosh, please, please, please.
And
can you
crunchy
make that for us
steamed
one day?
Broccoli and cauliflower with olive oil and pink salt.
Gosh.
And it was just so delicious. And I was sitting here having dinner last night with my godmother and Nigel, and I allowed myself to have a very large, very delicious glass of a very full-bodied American red wine.
Good.
And it was just to die for.
That's a hug and a half. That
isn't
one.
It just? Isn't it just?
So is that our tips?
That is us for this
recipes,
week.
Recipes, and we'll be bringing lots more. We've got so many fun things lined up to share with you. We've got Yalda coming back to talk a little bit more about irritable guts and how to, you know, look after yourself from the inside out. We've got Miriam and we've got Dr. Marwa coming back to talk about new developments in their skincare.
We're going to try and get one of the cool juicers from Joe and the Juice to come in and tell us all about their wonderful business, the Danish business that's erupting all over the world.
Yes, I think what we'd love to do is share the stories of other entrepreneurial people who've really achieved success.
Started from scratch.
And share their
yeah.
tips and tricks with you so that you can feel empowered and encouraged and ready to start your world in the way you want to start and your businesses and feel strength and support. And what Caroline and I would really love, what our main aim and mission through the podcast is to really say women supporting women, women driving to reach the same goals, being good mummies, being good wives if you are,
being
good,
good
friends, and living your life in the best possible way so you can be truly happy and surround yourself with happy children, happy friends, happy family, and just love every moment you have. It's not always easy, but we're going to try and share all our tips and tricks for
and it always
really
gets better.
Getting your life to where you want it to be.
Yeah.
So happy, happy, happy Wednesday to you all. We're so thrilled to be back with you and we can't wait to share so much more. And please do let us know as well via DMing us on Instagram if there's anything you'd like to hear more of. But wishing you all so much love and a big hug from us.
Absolutely. Lots of love. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back soon.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.